All right, so today we're doing something a little different, a really specific deep dive.
Yeah, super
We're
focused.
looking at just one thing, the whole dining experience at Nanjiang Soup Dumplings in Westbury.
And our source for this is it's a specialized review from the Chinese Quest. It just came out in September 2025.
And this isn't just your average food blog entry, right?
No, not at all. You can think of it more like a technical inspection. It's really digging into the benchmark for, traditional Shanghai cuisine.
Okay, so let's get right to the start of the show. The entire review is basically fixated on their famous soup
The
dumplings.
Xiaolong Bell.
Exactly. We're not talking about a general menu review here. It's almost a structural analysis of this one single dish.
And what's so fascinating is why they do that. They break it down into three key elements. A true Xiaolong Bao is a triumph of culinary engineering,
The skin, the broth, and the filling.
Precisely. Because if one of those fails, the whole dish just it
Yeah.
collapses.
I have to ask though, does the average diner really care about the quote integrity of the skin? Or do they just want a tasty meal?
Oh, they absolutely care. They just might not use those exact words.
Okay.
I mean, think of the dumpling skin, like, oh, like a delicate bridge. It has to be almost translucent, so super thin, but
Right.
also strong enough to hold that really hot soup without bursting before you even get it to your spoon. That's the balancing act.
And that's what the review focused on. So here's the crucial part. Did the dumplings pass the test?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The review said the flavor of the filling and the richness of the broth were highly authentic. Really satisfying.
There's a but.
There's a but. The execution had a structural fault. The key takeaway is that the skin consistently failed that integrity test. They kept breaking prematurely.
Ah, so the delivery mechanism failed, even if the contents were good.
That's a perfect way to put it. And because of that one specific failing, the source ranked the overall experience as, good but not transcendent.
Wow, that was some serious scrutiny.
It really is.
So, beyond the wrapper issues, did the review look at the broader experience at all? The general atmosphere or anything like that?
It did, yeah. They noted the atmosphere was pretty standard but clean. As for authenticity, the flavors were definitely there.
But the structural issues and maybe some other things held it back.
Exactly. The service elements and the skin problem just it kept the overall recommendation a bit tempered.
Which brings us to the ultimate question, doesn't it? After all that microscopic inspection, the skin, the broth,
Yeah.
does the experience actually justify the price point?
That's the final test. And the review really aims to answer that key consumer question.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to give a clear, actionable recommendation for anyone visiting for the first time.
And that recommendation is.
Basically, go for the incredible flavor, but just know that the delivery mechanism, it might betray you.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I think the power of a hyper-focused technical review like this is that
Yeah.
it just cuts through all the noise. It's not a generic online rating. It gives you precise, actionable knowledge. You know the restaurant's strengths and its exact technical weaknesses before you even walk in the door.
And this raises an important question for you to think about. When you seek out information, say, for a place to eat, do you find more value in a deep dive like this one?
Where every detail of the Xiaolong Bao is scrutinized for structural integrity.
Yeah, exactly that. Or do you prefer broader, more general recommendations? Just think about how knowing that one specific technical failing changes your perception of value before you even commit to that first bite.